Just allow yourself to get into a comfortable position, a place where you can simply allow your mind to focus on my words, slowly, easily, gently, working their way into your mind, into your thoughts. The more you listen, the easier it is for your body to just start to relax and sink back down into whatever it is that you are sitting or laying on now. The more you let go, the more you simply allow yourself to drift deeper and deeper into my words, the more the world around you seems to fade away, seems to just disappear. You may find that your eyes, if they haven't already, just seem to slide closed, your eyelids drifting down, deeper and deeper, until they simply close, and you find yourself just listening and focusing easily, softly, on my words, deeper and deeper, down into trance, down into sleep. And as the real world fades away, a new world starts to form in your mind. You find yourself someplace private, someplace safe, where you feel you can easily, deeply, just let go. This is your personal space, and right now you find that you really need some personal space. Life can be a bit hectic for us all. And I'm sure you have a few things, a few areas of your life that you wish could be a bit more relaxed and calm. But that is what special little places like this, are for. But today you are in this special place for a very special reason. You happened to be out at the store recently, and while you were there, you discovered a new kind of self-adhesive strip that you put on your body, and it starts to make you relax, starts to make you just drift away into pleasure. You're not exactly sure if you believe all of the claims on the box. After all, in today's day and age, why would you believe everything that you read? But yet, the idea sounded intriguing, and the price made it simply irresistible. As you open the package, the first thing you notice is a strong scent that wafts out at you. It's a sweet, almost overpowering aroma. You feel your head start to become fuzzy and light. You almost immediately have to sit down. For a brief moment, you can't help but wonder if this is what chloroform smells like. But you shake your head and clear it as much as you can. You examine the straps. There are 5 of them. You remove the first one and place it around your ankle. It feels tight on your skin, but the sensation seems to instantly make you relax, make you sink even more deeply into the chair. As you place the other around your ankle, you can't help but feel yourself drifting just a bit, almost giggling at how light and calm you feel. The scent from the straps filling the room and making it almost seem like the world is warping around you. You gently place the third strap around your wrist, and then the fourth around the other. The scent is filling your mind. You feel yourself almost sinking back, getting comfortable. There is just one strap left, one more strap to place on your body. But your body feels almost too weak to move. Everything just seems to be spinning. You find yourself giggling just a bit, happy. You feel almost like you are tripping out. But before you realize it, you start to feel your hands moving slowly along your body. The final tape strap in your hand, just as you realize your hands are moving on their own, you look down to see them as if they are being controlled and pulled by the straps in your wrists. Your brain is too foggy, too fuzzy to realize, to really figure out what, if anything, is going on. You go to ask, almost yourself at this point, what is going on? But before you can, the final strap is taped over your mouth. Your hands rub along the strap, and you feel a deep, thick scent of the sweet-smelling chemical float through your body, through your mind. You start to feel your body moan and groan in pleasure, deeply, intimately, feeling that tingle drift through your body. You barely notice that your legs are being pulled apart by the straps on your ankles, held down, held open, as if you are being tied up, as if the straps were somehow binding you, tying you up, restraining you now. You find your arms being pulled down to your sides, as if they were being tied to your waist. As you struggle, you start to feel yourself drifting away further. The world seems to just melt around you as the scent of the drug on the strap drifts deeper and deeper into your brain, into your mind. The pleasure that this causes makes you moan as your body shifts around, struggling against your invisible binds. But the more you struggle, the more your body becomes controlled and restrained, tied and helpless. And the more the pleasure builds inside of you, the tingling, the arousal, as your whole body starts to shiver and tingle, helpless to resist, helpless to move, on your own at least. But you find that your body is moving now. Slowly, your hands start to slide along your body, the chloroform keeping you so relaxed that you can't resist. Your hands move to caress, to slide along your skin, along the places that you like to be touched by someone who is flirting with you. The places that start to make your body feel aroused and tingling. The places that make you start to simply moan softly as you feel your hands being controlled by the straps. Every place that they touch, you feel the pleasure building more and more deeply, more and more intimately. You're free to leave these touches, these movements, inside of your mind. But if it is safe to do so, you are also free to feel your hands moving along your body, touching yourself, fondling yourself, moving to all the most special places, the places that just seem to make you moan and tingle. You're also safe to let out a soft, gentle moan, if it's safe to do so. The very sound of your own body, feeling so much pleasure, so much intimate pleasure, helps you to simply let go and relax even more deeply. You find that your hands start to move to the place that arouses you the most. You are free to feel them, free to guide them into removing any unnecessary clothing that may be in the way, and just let those controlled hands drift down to your most private of places where it just seems natural, places for you to want to touch, to caress, and pleasure. Your mind is so tripped out that this seems completely natural for you, completely and totally normal, for you to just let go and bring yourself the pleasure you desire, the pleasure you need to relax. Your tripped out mind knows exactly how and where to touch, where to move, where to caress, to bring you the most pleasure. It's okay if this is just in your mind, but if you are safe to do so, you find that you really, want to feel this pleasure now, you can let your hands move to your most private of places and start to massage, start to tease, start to arouse, letting yourself moan in soft, deep pleasure, letting your body groan as it gently tenses and aches for a release, from the tension, from the arousal, inhaling the fumes from the straps that keep you helpless, gagging your responses, muffling them under the tape-like gag of the strap over your mouth, your moans, your groans, your whines of pleasure, building under that gag, all driving you deeper and deeper towards the intense pleasure that you feel yourself building more and more in your own body. Just let everything, but the straps, the moaning, the groaning, and the deep intimate pleasure fade into the back of your mind. The pleasure in your body builds and builds. You are free to take as much time in your mind or in your body to build this pleasure as deeply, intimately, as you need, as much as you want. You can't help it. Your body is no longer under your control. You're helpless to resist, helpless to struggle. And when you finally find that you are ready to release your pleasure, you'll find it so easy to let out a deep, muffled moan and simply release now, deeply, intimately, completely and totally, relaxing as you release, deeply and totally now. As you lay there, your mind spinning and your body recovering, you are free to just let yourself relax and drift away for a while. Or you are free to feel your hands start again, beginning the process of turning you on, of building your arousal more and more deeply, completely, letting your hands flow over your body while you just inhale the fumes and moan softly into the strap that is tape gagging your mouth. It's completely up to you. But when you find that you are ready, to simply wake up, or ready to drift into sleep for a while, you will simply let the straps fade away. Let the fumes clear in your mind and let yourself just awake when you are ready. Until then, simply enjoy this special, intimate, hypnotic experience.